Today we're going to do something a little different. We're here with our friend Patrick. He's calling in. He's got some weird stories he'd like to share with us, and we are here for it. So whatever you want to talk about, Patrick, the floor is yours, and we are here.
Okay, so when I was 18, I moved up to Southern Oregon and got in with the fire department there. I was there for a little over 3 years. And with the fire department, it was what's called a combination department. So some of the people there were paid. Some of them were volunteer. Some of them were paid on call. I was in an internship where because I was going to college at the time, I lived there. So my job was to cover calls at nighttime. So when you're in the fire department, every department's a little bit different, but you kind of have to go through basic training and learn everything, you know, that goes into being a firefighter and stuff like that. And I took a couple months for me, but I went through it. And with each progression in your career, you get bumped up to certain apparatus that do certain things. Like you could be on an ambulance to begin with, then you move up to an engine company, then a truck company or a rescue company, whatever the case was. But it just so happened that I had passed all the qualifications for a rescue engine, and I was on that. And I had never done a ride along or anything like that before being in the fire department. So I was always kind of a go-getter, you know, athlete, hunter, and, you know, nothing really scared me at all, or still doesn't to this day. But the very first call I was ever on, we were just hanging around the fire station, and all of a sudden the alarms go off, and we got called to a head-on collision on a highway in where we operated. And in this highway, it was two lanes going northbound and southbound. So there are a total of four lanes, but there was no center divide. At the time, we only had enough people to staff one engine, and that was the engine that I was on. So we rolled up onto the scene, and it looked like a bomb went off. It looks like what you could imagine. So I've seen something like in Iraq, just debris everywhere, people standing around, lane blockage. It was just a nightmare. So that was kind of my introduction into the, you know, first call, which is to this day, it's one of the top five most dramatic calls I've ever been on. But as it turns out, there are three cars involved. The driver going southbound had fell asleep at the wheel, and he had drifted over on the oncoming traffic and hit two other cars. Well, the car that I ended up working on, it had two passengers in it, the driver and his wife. It was a giant mess. It's kind of like the stuff that you see on TV, but just a lot more graphic, because TV kind of leaves stuff out that, you know, is just too graphic for people. Got there, got in the car with him. And at this time in the fire department, there's what they call alarms, and the alarms signify the amount of vehicles that are going to come. It's like, as the intensity of the call increases, then the amount of the calls increase. So at this point we had a three alarms calls for this. And if I remember correctly, it was something around four ambulances, two battalion chiefs, and six or seven engines there. So it was a big deal. Both highways were shut down, but got into the car, got the wife out. She was kind of bruised up and banged up, but it wasn't a big deal. And then got to the driver, her husband, got in there, and it was bad. Steering wheel was crushing his chest. He had his bone was sticking out of his leg. His arm looked like an S because it was broken multiple different places, but he was still conscious and talking. So I sat in there with him. for a good 45 minutes while everyone worked to kind of get him out. We ended up cutting the car in pieces to get him out. And when we were able to get him to the point where we were going to get him out of the car, we put him on a backboard and I held his hand and he passed away within seconds of being us getting him out of there, just because the internal bleeding was just so massive that he just bled out. That pressure from the steering wheel was just basically cauterizing the bleeding and holding him there. So he passed away. And that night, getting back to the station, kind of decompressing and going over, you know, talking about things and kind of wrapping my head around, you know, what had happened. I forget the time. I want to say it was somewhere around like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Get up to go to the bathroom, and to get to the bathroom, you have to walk through the common area, which is, it's just a regular rectangle building, but the room was rectangle also. And, you know, you had your typical couches and sofas and TV, and then had a group of, those fold out tables. So you could like look at a whiteboard and sit there and have classes and stuff like that, for training. And remember plain as day, walking out and looking up, and I'm not going to use the guy's name, but the dude was sitting right there at the tables, the where we sit and do classes. He was sitting there and smiled and waved, and I, you know, threw my hand up real quick, like, hey, and went to the bathroom. And keep in mind, like, I'm in the middle of like sleep, like this is, I'm not really fully conscious right now at this time. And you know, take care of my business. And about halfway through taking care of my business, I realized who it was, and he's dead. And I stopped and kind of had like a little mini panic attack, because like all those movies that you know, see growing up, like ghosts and stuff like that, you start freaking out and you're like, oh my God, this, you know, what do I do, kind of a thing. And I sat there for a couple minutes just trying to figure out what, you know, what I was going to do. And I just kind of nutted up and walked outside, and he was gone. But the chair was pulled out a little bit, like, you know, someone got out of a chair and didn't shove it back in and stuff like that. That's my ghost story.
I couldn't even imagine having or being involved in something so traumatic like that.
No,
I don't have anything that I can even remotely relate to as far as that kind of trauma goes. It almost feels like he was like giving you a thank you for staying there with him, you know, in the last minutes of his life, you know, providing whatever kind of comfort he could.
Yeah. And that's the way that I took it, that, you know, after I took it that way, you know, a couple of days later after I kind of like just processed it all. But still, like, to this day, like, that place was kind of weird though too, because we had those old school lockers, you know, the metal kind, and those things would open and close sometimes and lights would turn off and on, but that was just something entirely different. But with this guy, it wasn't scary. Like, it wasn't like he was attacking me or anything like that. He was just sitting there and he just waved and smiled. And the weird thing was, is it was like, when I think back on it now, he wasn't translucent. It was like he was there, but it's like, if you picture like how if you just look at our bodies, like we're the density and like we're 100, let's just call ourselves 100%. He was more like 75% there and 25% kind of like weird translucent kind of a thing, but you could see him. It was just bizarre.
I bet. Yeah, and respect to you for being a first responder. That's a heavy job. Period. The end. I've known a couple people in that in that field, and they have a lot of unpleasant stories. So much respect for you doing that. I'm with Steve though. I feel like dude was just coming back to basically say, hey man, you know, thanks for being there with me and providing what comfort you could give me in my last minutes, you know, like Steve was saying. I feel like that is,
or maybe even almost like he knew that that was like your first big traumatic call, and that maybe you were having a hard time struggling and processing what had just happened, and maybe that was him coming through to be like, you know what, you did all you can, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, trying to maybe provide you some comfort the same way that you provided him.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope that's what he intended, because that's basically the way that I took it. I mean, I know that my time in the fire department, with the stuff that I've seen, I've got a ton of stories about all kinds of shit like that, but the amount of traumatic things that you experience, it kind of dulls, and I would imagine it's the same for law enforcement. It's the same for healthcare providers, with the amount of death and trauma that, you know, they see. But you kind of get desensitized to people losing their shit and death. Like, there's been so many times where I've come across car accidents and they're bad and people are losing it, and I'm just like, okay, it's just another day. Let's get this taken care of and move on with our life, kind of a thing. It just, in a way, it kind of sucks. It's like it kind of stole something from you, but I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, it's like your brain almost has to unplug it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, because, you know, being on the outside looking in, I couldn't do it. Especially being a first responder, you know, we're from a small town, so I can only imagine. I know that I would come across somebody that I know in a bad situation, and that would mess me up.
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
You know, but I get what you're saying. Like, over time, and like Steve said, you almost have to, or you're not going to be able to function properly on a daily basis. You're not going to be who the injured person needs you to be, because you got to be focused. You can't be freaking out with them, because I know how I am. And if my doc, because sometimes my doctor will ask me like a weird ass question, and you're like, why? And he doesn't give you an answer. You're like, oh shit, great. Something bad's happening. This guy, I'm dead. I'm dying. That's it. I'm dying.
Kyle's web MDing himself.
Right. And you can't afford that. Like, because I can be a hypochondriac in those situations where if you're not on your shit, if you were freaking out, because I was so hurt, I would be losing my shit. I'd be like, oh, great. I'm dead. It's over with. Good riddance, world, you know?
Yeah, kind of the way that my brain works now is it's kind of like a math equation. It's like every different thing can kind of be broken down into steps, where it's like, okay, if, you know, you have a cardiac issue, or you have, you know, you're stuck, or you got an amputation, or, you know, something along those lines. It's like, okay, these are the steps to get this taken care of. Let's get this done and move on. It's just weird. You get really desensitized to it, and I don't know.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, shut up. You have to really just. It's almost sociopathic in a way. It's like you have to just not. You show compassion, but you don't get worked up. It's just weird, man. It's hard to explain.
It is kind of nice having, like. Because to me, him coming back and just giving you that little piece of solace on that, like, absolutely terrible night, even just his hand nod, just be like, yo, I know you did all you could do. Thank you for what you did. It's kind of a breath of fresh air in our realm, because you always hear so much negativity applied to the paranormal. Like, everything's scary, everything's out to get you, everything's terrible. But then you come across stories like yours where it kind of... It like personalizes it. You know what I mean? Like it just makes it.
It reminds me a lot of like when I lost Ernie and I had that, you know, hard day. But whenever I played, a song came on the radio and I was like, this one's for you, buddy. And I had that feeling of clarity come over me. And it was almost like he was putting his hand on my shoulder saying, I'm okay. Everything's going to be all right. Like Steve said, you don't hear those stories very often. And it is a breath of fresh air hearing a more positive take on the paranormal, which in hindsight will bring me around to, you know, because me and Steve, we always have this conversation regarding ghosts and what they are or what they could be. And, you know, sometimes the conversation goes to interdimensional beings, and then sometimes it's this and that. And then you hear these stories where they're very personal, and it makes you re-question the avenues you were going down. We're like, well, wait a minute. Well,
makes it feel more human.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I used to be, I don't know. I think people kind of make up stories in their heads, you know, with their belief systems that kind of just help them process, you know, death and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because like I used to be, as a kid, I used to be terrified of death. Terrified. Like I used to wake up, you know, that dream where you have where you're falling and all of a sudden you just snap out of it and you're freaking out. I used to get those with thinking about dying. And as a kid, I used to get that. But now, your guys' podcast and, you know, Tony's, yours especially though, just the broadness of all the subjects, it kind of like it's all, for me, it's like it's all starting to mesh together. Like it's all kind of starting to make sense. And for me, like I'm, even though I was raised, you know, Christian, my outlook has changed a lot on life. I don't buy into the narrative that I don't believe everything that the Bible says. I just, with, you know, so many translations and contradictions and stuff like that, I just don't view it that way. But, you know, when we talk about interdimensional or time traveling and stuff like that, like for me now, my view on death is, I'm not too sure that we actually, it's just a blank screen. Like the signal cuts out when we die. I'm kind of thinking that it's like we slip into another dimension, or we call it a dimension, whatever the case may be. But I'm starting to think it's something along those lines.
Oh, I love it.
Dude,
because it's like the way that, you know, when we look at, like, there may be like with the thing that happened to me, if that was obviously him, there was no question about that was him. But then when we look at situations like that, then we compare it to, you know, poltergeists or possession and stuff like that. Maybe that's a different dimension trying to get in. Like maybe that's where all the bad ones are, if you want to call that hell. I don't know. But for as many people have seen ghosts and stuff like that, in so many different, there's a couple of different religions where they talk about reincarnation and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't think we die. Like, I really don't. I don't think. I think we slip into somewhere else.
I'm with you.
Same. I'm with you on a lot of levels there. And I mean, right off, you know, to spear off what you were saying, believe me and Steve have a lot of conversation outside of the podcast, and it is bizarre how much stuff falls in line with each other. Like even just outside of, like, you can branch off from the Wendigo to the Bigfoot, and everything, like, they're puzzle pieces to this big puzzle that we're all trying to put together. And then I was always raised Catholic, and the older I got, and I come from a fairly religious family, but the older I got, I'm like you, I don't buy into everything that was taught to me. I don't feel like I need to do certain things and this, that, and the other. I do, however, believe that there is some type of, I guess you could call it a higher power or something. There's something out there. I feel that in my soul that there is something out there. What it is, I don't fucking know. I don't honestly have a clue. But I am also with you. I don't think that when we die, it is that blank screen. I'm like you. I think we go somewhere else. I think this is just the first step to our journey. Or, I mean, it could be the third or fifth or tenth. We don't know. But nevertheless, and then there's been scientists who've theorized that, you know, energy is forever. Energy keeps going. And if we are made of energy, then we're going to carry on.
And it kind of falls into, like, how we perceive time. You know, time is this construct that has been put forward to us. And everything that we know and think about revolves around how we perceive time. Time, like in our brains, we find time is like a garden hose. It starts, it goes, it ends. You're born, you live, you die.
Yeah.
It's just one common stream. What if time isn't like a garden hose, but it's like a layered ocean? Like everything that is happening to you is happening all the time forever. And sometimes those layers kind of intermesh with one another.
Well, I theorize, you know what that I mean? When it came to dreams. Yeah, because like one day I was sitting around thinking and I was like, what if some of our dreams are us tapping into other like the parallel version of ourselves? Like, because a lot of times you'll have them, like he was saying, you have that dream where you're falling and right before you hit, you wake up. Or you have a dream where you're being chased by Joe Schmo down the street with a knife. And
yeah.
And then you have, which some of them can be, some of them can be equated to a movie you watched the other day or this, but sometimes you have these out of fucking nowhere, like these hyper realistic, the ones you wake up and you feel like they were real. You wake up confused. I've had a couple of them where I've woken up and I've gone, no fucking way, I won the lottery. Holy shit. And then
you look in your wallet
then it sets in and you're like, oh, it was just a fucking dream.
Yes.
Why does it feel hyper real like that?
And if you look at like theories about timelines and stuff, that everything is happening all the time, all at once, there's infinite possibilities. It could be that traumatic experience on this timeline of that man dying could have thinned the veil enough to where the timeline right above him where he survives, he just pokes his head through and he's like, yo, thanks for taking care of me on this plane. That's, you know, so what I mean? Bizarre. Like he just drops through and he's like, thank you. And then he just pops right back up.
Yeah. You know how like you're talking about timelines and stuff like that. I've never really given it that much thought, but the closest thing I can compare it to is you ever like go on like a trip or you're driving into town or something like that. And you stop at the gas station to, you know, go to the bathroom or buy something or get gas, whatever the case may be. But then you go and you get back on the road and, you know, 5 miles down the road, there's a big old accident or something like that. And there's people dead or something, you know, something along those lines. And you're like, holy shit, if I wouldn't have gone there, that would have been me.
Yep.
I've had that happen. Dude, I had a guy shot right in front of me. It was just a random thing that happened. It turns out I knew the guy, but literally it wasn't a drive-by. It was a walk-by. These two dudes came up out of nowhere and just started blasting at this house. And it turns out at the time it was my ex-wife's. It was my ex-wife's cousin. And I didn't know it. I had no idea it was him, but it was just him. And after it was all said and done, I remember sitting there thinking, I'm so lucky that at the time, because I remember stopping before I got to that point because I was out for a walk. I remember stopping at a certain point and being on the phone with a friend and, you know, standing there talking to him, but instead of walking and talking. And I remember thinking to myself, if I would have been walking and I wouldn't have had that phone call, I would have been right there with him, because if I would have seen him in his front yard, I would have sitting there been talking to him and I would have gotten shot too.
Yeah.
So you're talking about like timelines and stuff like that. Like yeah. That's where my brain goes.
Yeah.
Like,
let's expand on that for a second, because have you ever, because I have a relatively dangerous job the job doesn't have really a lot to do with it, but how many times throughout your life where you've had those instances where you've had like, oh shit, if I was like driving, if I was a second sooner, I would have got fucking T-boned.
Yep.
It almost to a degree, if you look back enough and you see them, you almost ask yourself, I'm currently asking myself two questions. Is there somebody watching out for me? Or is it more or less, was it fate for me not to be like, my time is not yet. It is not like that wasn't my time to die. So was there a reason that I was delayed that segue? Was there a reason you stopped to talk to your buddy versus walking and talking? You know what I'm saying? And, like,
oh yeah.
I understand what you're saying. And I can see both sides of that coin.
It's bizarre.
But then that brings into question. Cause then if we're looking at that way, then it's like, okay, then there, if that's the case and there's someone looking out for you, there has to be something upstairs. There has to be.
For sure. Yeah. So I'm not arguing that at all. I don't when it comes to I'm a weird person because
facts.
We're all weirdos.
Right. So, like, religion and politics are the two things you're not supposed to talk about. It, but I look at them both almost objectively. Where, like I've said a million times, anybody with .gov, I ain't trying to trust you. And then when it comes to religion, like, I'm not saying that these things aren't real. I just don't know that they're what we have been taught that to perceive them as. You know what I'm saying? Like, we call it heaven, but does that necessarily mean that it is heaven? No. It could be Asgard for all I know. I don't have a clue, but I just don't like the labels that we've been given. Like, Jesus has to look like what Jesus has always looked. Well, how do I know that that's what he looks like? How do I know he's not
an alien
or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. A
damn purple hot dog in the sky. I don't know. You don't know. I think the importance of it is more or less that you believe in something. That's what I take away from it anyways.
Like, on the flip side of that, there is the theory of quantum immortality, where our souls, for lack of a better term, are alive forever. And when you have these near miss, hair thin, close calls on the timeline you're in, it wasn't a near miss. You were there. You did get T-boned. You died. But at the second that it happens, you are transported into the next timeline over, and your memory is dialed back just enough to where you don't remember dying.
Now, to me, that makes perfect sense.
And you are forever in these loops of getting closer and closer to death, but you never die.
So, but what happens when you really do die?
Who's to say we do?
Exactly. Who's to say that we do actually die?
I hate talking about time because it is so hard to comprehend sometimes.
We have been ingrained that, like I said, time is just this linear, this linear motion.
Sure.
You are born, you grow old, you die. Trees are planted, they sprout, they grow big, they die.
Right.
And like you were saying earlier, that's fucking true.
Like, it totally made sense to me whenever you said it earlier. Like we equate everything to time, and then I sat there for a second. I'm like, holy shit! Like, we legitimately do. Like, how long does it take to cook this?
How long does it work? Your birthday,
yes,
your kids,
like everything. Our whole existence is on the construct of time. It legitimately is, and it's so like. Time just melts my brain into a million pieces.
It's almost
you could
open up a whole new way to comprehend your existence if you step outside of the fact that everybody has programmed you to think that time is linear.
Yeah.
Well, to us, the way that our society is based off of it all is linear. It's all based off of the sun, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and
night and day.
And there's clocks everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere there's clocks. You carry one in your pocket. There's one in the center of fucking Times Square. Like, everywhere, time is just pushed down your throat.
I wonder how peaceful you'd be if you could remove all that.
That's why
like, just get rid of the construct of time.
There are some workplaces that don't have clocks because people spend so much time
looking
at the clock.
I believe that.
I saw this meme the other day, and it said, "What if Earth is another place as hell?"
Oh, I've seen that one too. I'm like, damn.
There's a trip, man.
Damn.
I listen to Tripoli a lot, and he believes that where we are, he believes in the realm that is his realm. Well, that's what he calls it anyways. And he was saying he believes that where we're at is the highest level of hell and the lowest level of heaven. That's where Earth is. That's where we are right now.
It makes sense.
But he's a weird one. Like, he also, I think he also believes in, like, more or less reincarnation. I don't know, I don't know.
In a certain way, when we're talking about time and, you know, slipping other dimensions when you pass away, I could see where someone can construe that to being, you know, reincarnation.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. 100%.
And it does. I mean, it makes you, like, the quantum immortality theory makes you think, like, maybe those close calls weren't close calls.
It really
maybe
does, especially like, because there have been a couple that that's why I bring this up, because there have been a couple that have happened to me of late, just at work and what have you, where I'm like, all logic says that I should have got hit right now. It's like, I just had a weird feeling like,
oh man,
why did I not get fucking hit right now? I should have gotten hit.
One thing that stands out in my brain, it always stands out in my brain because it has to do with my kids. One day me and the boys were up just traipsing through the woods, just being destructive a-holes basically, and we were pushing over big dead trees because they were just getting a kick out of it. Everett was, my oldest boy was young. He was probably, I don't know, 8 or 9. And I come across this big dead tree. It's got all these vines like strung through it. And I'm pushing on this fucking thing, trying to get it to fall over. And I hear it break and it doesn't fall. And then like a couple seconds later, it tips over. But what I didn't know is the whole top of this huge ass tree had broke off when I was pushing it, and it was caught up in the vines. And when the bottom gave way, the whole top of that tree fell down and missed me and Everett by probably 6 inches.
Oh my.
Like, and even he was closer to it than I was. And I was like, holy shit, I almost killed my kid, you know?
Right.
And then I come back to this and I'm like, damn, what if it got us both and just flipped us into the next timeline, you know?
That's fucking crazy.
It was, I don't know, time's weird, man.
It is weird.
Yep, it sure is.
We definitely took off on a tangent there. Do you have any other stories you'd like to share with us?
Dude, but I don't know, you guys probably hear this stuff a lot, but like, that's the thing that I appreciate the most about this is that it's not so structured. Like, it's just, because if you look at the world and everything that you guys talk about and everyone who listens kind of, you know, thinks about, you know, periodically or whatever, all of this stuff is going on in our little spot in this universe. All of this stuff is going on. Like, it seems like so much of it contradicts itself, where it's like, you know, the majority of us were, you know, raised to believe in God or a God. But then you start thinking about all the weird shit that we see and we experience, like deja vu, time slips, 20 and back, the Wendigo, Bigfoot, poltergeists. Yep. This is all fucking going on in our little universe. Like, yep. What in the fuck is going on?
I feel like the biggest discredit you can do to yourself as a human being is become complacent enough to think you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Think you're in tune with everything in this world, because you're not.
No. And
I know it's a comfort blanket to sit there and be like, you know, and just block everything out, essentially. Just get up, go to work, you know, pay your bills, go home, go to bed, raise your family, blah, blah, blah. And just keep a blind eye to all this weird shit that's going on. But I don't know. I feel like it's just, you're just discrediting yourself, not opening your mind to all these other possibilities and all this other shit that's going on right now.
Right. And like I was.
And forever, not right now.
I've said forever. That's why I like the paranormal so much, is because I feel like, for everybody interested in the paranormal, even if you're just remotely interested and you listen to our podcast on the occasion, I almost feel, I know it's kind of a little overzealous here, but I kind of feel like a modern day explorer, because if you look back in history, I guarantee you that the dude who was telling his buddy, dude, I'm going to make this little bulb that you could plug it in and it's going to shine light all the time and you can turn it on and off. I guarantee his buddies go, you're fucking crazy. There's no way that's ever going to be real. You're insane. Or you look back and just from watching the show Vikings, Ragnar says, I'm going to go sail west. And everybody's like, no, you're not, 'cause there's nothing to the west. And guess what? There was, he took a chance. Like that's all. Being a modern day explorer is, you're looking into things, and it happens all the time, whether people want to admit or not, that there are naysayers out there, but there's somebody who's so committed to an idea, like Elon Musk, for example, who's so committed to an idea, and then he figures out how to do it, and then everybody goes, oh shit, I guess it was real.
He just shot a car to Mars.
Or the giant squid, per se. Right there, that's another great example, is that everybody said, you know, the giant squid is a cryptid. It's not real. It's this, that, and the other. And then guess what? They took pictures of it. It's real. 100% real. And then it's also kind of funny. I talked about this on Instagram the other day on a live. And I've noticed when it comes to the paranormal, when it comes to this whole shebang, the past 2 years for me and Steve have just been interesting as hell. And it's kind of funny because Steve's always like my voice of reason. And we're kind of each other's voice of reason on certain things. But he's more of my voice of reason because I get captivated so much. But it has been interesting to watch his brain and the way he views things very much align with mine over time. How he's kind of like, fuck, dude, maybe this government shit is really fucked up. And I'm like, I told you, fam. Because Steve's always been the cryptid dude. Like, that's where he's always been pulled. And I've always been kind of pulled into the alien conspiracy side of things. And now our worlds are colliding because we're both doing this together. And because he'll
dug through 600 pages of the Finders, and now I don't trust anyone on the planet.
Yeah, man. That, I don't know. Like, it's kind of like you're saying, like, anything with .gov, you can kiss my ass.
That's where I'm at, bro. That's where I'm at.
Fucking word you're saying.
That's where I'm at. They all have. I'm sorry. You can argue it all with me all day till you're blue in the face, but they all have agendas they're not telling you about. I don't give a fuck what echelon you are. You're holding cards that I'm not. End of story. Like, that's where it's at.
That's facts.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird world that we're living in, man.
Bro,
truer words never spoken.
It's weird,
bro.
Weird, man.
It has been.
Sometimes, like, that's all you can say. Like, that just encompasses everything you're feeling. You're just like, man, it's fucking weird out there.
I don't know how many times me and Steve have sat here and gone, this can't even be real life anymore. It can't be. There's no way.
It feels like we're in the Twilight Zone. It really does. It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
It's insane. The shit that is going on right now. It is insane.
Everything is.
Well, it's kind of like, you know how you were talking earlier about how people kind of want to stick their heads in the sand, so to say, on, you know, paranormal stuff or aliens or whatever. And it's kind of like slowly they're kind of starting to come around to it. I've seen, and I don't mean this to be offensive to anyone who is whatever your belief system is or Christian or whatever, but I've noticed a lot with people who put their whole belief system in the Bible, or I'm sure you guys are running into it too, where you have people who believe that the government can't do any wrong, you know, they're always right, kind of a thing. But it's like, when you sit back and you really look at things with open eyes, and you don't take everything that they're feeding you, you ask questions about everything. Once you start asking questions, that's when you become dangerous, because you're not following along with the program.
Yeah.
And that you've been everything that they've been force feeding us for fucking years.
100%.
And it's not like I think everyone in the government's bad, but it's like, hey, you know, you guys are getting away with some nefarious shit. Like, the lid's kind of getting popped off on all this, all the missing people and the missing kids. You know, part of it's with Politis, but, you know, a lot of these missing kids that's going on, all these human trafficking. You would think, though, you know, I'm a parent. You guys are both parents. And it's like, if something happened to our kids, man, I would be burning cities to the ground.
I was just going to say that. I'd be burning the world.
Without question.
Like, you ever seen that movie, Man on Fire?
Oh, yeah.
Denzel, or The Punisher? Man, yeah. I'd be like that, but on steroids. No one would be safe.
Yeah, and that's another great thing that, like, being in the world that we're in, because we're friends with a lot of fucking weirdos who have a lot of weird resources, so to speak. And, I'm with you, man. I'm of the mentality. I'm a fact of the matter person. I am loyal to a fault, and I'm so, like, the way I've always described it is, like, if something were to happen to the people that I love, and I had a direction to focus all of my anger.
Oh yeah.
Stay out of my path. Don't get caught in my crossfire, because I'm going to be laser focused on getting to where I want to go, and you're going to have to make it, like, you're basically just going to have to put me down when I get to that point.
At that point, you're kind of a threat.
Yeah, without
question. Yeah, you have nothing to lose, and there's nothing more dangerous.
You're taking my attention away from what I'm going after, so step out of the way.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, just stand off to the side and let me run my path to where I got to go. I understand you got shit to do too, but please don't make me do bad things. And I hope to God that no one I know has to deal with losing a fucking child. That is the worst. That has to be one of the worst things ever. And I don't know. There's a lot of, like, Steve showed me a fucking TikTok that just broke my brain. I hate listening to things involving children. Just because not only because I have children, because children are the most innocent, pure thing on the fucking planet. And if you want to argue that, get the fuck out of my house. But that one you showed me where those guys were digging through the caves in the desert.
Oh, yeah, I found all the shoes.
Oh, dude. Talk about what? Fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah. It was a TikTok. They were out. It was somewhere out west. I don't know if it was in Arizona.
Yeah, it was in the desert somewhere.
Yeah, like in this abandoned mine. And these dudes have their GoPros on and everything, and they're out exploring this abandoned mine. I don't know if they said they heard something in there, or they saw someone go in there, or they were maybe looking for a missing kid. But anyway, they went in this mine, and as they're going in, they start to see something shimmer in the back of this mine. And they're like, what in the hell is that? So as they get closer, they see that it is hundreds of pairs of little kids' shoes. It almost looked like there was a shaft of this mine that had opened up, and there were just pairs upon pairs upon pairs of little kids' shoes that had been tossed down this mine. They said that they thought that they had seen bones as well, but I don't know where it went. They said they called the local authorities wherever the hell they were, and the authorities just blew them off, were completely uninterested in what they had to say. If I dig it up, if I find the TikTok, I'll post it on the socials or in the Discord and shit.
It's fucked up.
I don't even know if I want that.
Like, it was.
It's something about some, like, when you start off with the shoes thing, is like, I don't know, something about kids, man. Like, it freaks me out. Like, it scares me. Like, the one thing, you know, seeing ghosts and stuff, like, I can kind of deal with that. But when it gets to like ghosts and kids and I'm like, nope, I'm not messing around with that stuff. But then the father side of me is like, I want to go and find it. I want to go find out what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to bust some heads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think especially as parents, like, we have that protective, like, you know, I would protect Steve's children just like I would protect my own. Like,
oh, yeah. It's ingrained in you.
Yeah. Like, it's just who we are. And it just, I don't know, like, Tony had a really fucked up members episode involving kids, and it just...
And like digging through this finder stuff, like, I have to stop. Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. And just put it away.
I bet.
Because, yeah. Like, you feel so bad for the children, and then all these people that are supposed to be protecting them are like, nah, you know, like their parents or the people in this cult that are supposed to keep them, they're all turning a blind eye. And then you have the police department who eventually turns a blind eye. And then you have government agencies who turn a blind eye. And it just stacks on stacks on stacks of people that have failed these kids.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's like, you know, my emotion comes out to is like emotions that I feel. It's kind of like the same thing that I see when, you know, you hear it like, it's probably a bad analogy, but when animals get abused, like that same pain, that same sympathy, that compassion, that's what I get. I'm like, right. Man.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like you're just protecting the weak. You know what I mean? Like it's ingrained in you. Like you're supposed to, like that's your job, you know?
Yeah.
Just like Kyle said, I would protect his kids the same as I would protect mine.
Yeah. That's who good people are. Like you're supposed to protect, like Steve said, the people who can't or won't protect themselves. Like that's just what it's supposed to be. I mean, even in your field, being a first responder, it's kind of the same thing in a nutshell. You know, it's just, like you said, it's a weird fucking world, man.
Yeah, it's weird stuff. Like a lot of my weird stuff happened when I was up in Oregon. I'm down in California now, but like, it was one time I was up at this lake with a girl I was dating at the time. And, you know, I'd grown up, you know, especially on the West Coast, like my grandmother, she's passed away now, but she was kind of when I say into weird stuff, I don't mean like she was participant or anything like that, but she, you know, she exposed me to it. Like, hey, there's Bigfoot kind of a thing, you know, but you kind of grow up with that knowing, hearing about Bigfoot and stories. And she had seen a UFO, but when I was up in Oregon at this lake, we were just walking along the shoreline, looking for a good place to, you know, hang out. And the water was low at the time. And, growing up on a farm and hunting and stuff like that, like I'm pretty familiar with tracks. Like I can pretty much see what's going on and not be really confused on what I'm seeing. But when I looked, she was, I don't know, 50 yards ahead of me or something like that. And I looked down and there's this weird footprint, and it had like the overall shape and length of it. I could see where someone would be. It looked kind of human-esque, but it wasn't. It had a heel. It was a lot narrower than ours would be, but at the heel point. But when it expanded out, I think it's apes. They have like that thumb on their foot, right?
Yeah.
So they have like an appendage like that, right? But this, it had something like that, but the, you know, animals who they're like, if you open up your hand and you press it down on the table and your kind of your fingers will kind of expand out and stuff like that. The pattern was like that, but it was only three. It had that one like thumb like appendage, but then it was three other ones. So it'd be like, you know, cut off your pinky finger and that's what you're kind of seeing, but they were really splayed out. But the weird thing about this was I really wouldn't have thought too much about this, but here's the weird part about this is that the only thing on the West Coast that I know of that has claws would be bears and some kind of cat, like a bobcat or a mountain lion. Those are the only three that I know of. And you know how when felines, when they walk, their claws don't extend out, right? They're always retracted.
Yeah.
This thing had its claws. It had claws. And I'm not talking like kitty cat kind of claws. Like this was a like borderline of like what you think like a velociraptor had. Like they were big. And I looked at it and I'm like, what in the fuck is this? And like I'm sitting there and I'm like I like squatted down and like was just looking at it for a while. And finally my ex, she walked up and she's like, what are you looking at? And I pointed at it and she's like, what the fuck is that? I was like, I don't know. But there were a couple other prints. And then you would think because it's on the shoreline and it was kind of like an adobe based like mud, like you could see prints and they would last, but you could see three prints, and then all of a sudden they were just gone. It was bizarre, man. Like, I had no idea what that was. None.
How long would you estimate the length of them were? Were they like bigger than your foot?
No, we're talking like a dollar bill.
So they're small. Oh, dude, that's weird. That is fucking weird.
You said yeah. you saw us make a post on Instagram, right?
Say that again?
Did you say that, like, you called us tonight because you saw me post something on Instagram?
Yeah. It was just coincidence. Like, I was out there. I was smoking, and I was checking Instagram, which I hardly ever do. I'll call.
Did you see my post from, like, when was that? September 2nd?
Let's see if I can pull it up.
Because there's a footprint that somebody sent us from New Zealand that
it's got
borderline fucking...
It's got three toes, so...
Like, fits your description. So it's very curious, but this one is like the size of his foot, maybe a smidge bigger. But it roughly matches. It should be like on a sidewalk. You'll see a guy's foot.
Did the tracks look like it was bipedal? Like it was walking on two feet as opposed to four?
I would assume so, because something that would have claws, you would think that it would have to have another appendage. But I see what you're saying, and no, that thing that you have on Instagram, that looks like a freaking alien to me.
It is weird, dude. You said like it narrowed back to the heel and it's got three toes, and I was like, wait a minute.
I thought that too.
I was like, are we connecting some dots here?
Like, it was kind of like more triangular. Like there was actually, it almost seemed like there was a point.
Okay.
Like maybe there's another claw.
I
how it is when you have like an old phone that's like 10 years old. I have the picture still. I'll find it.
Okay.
I'll send them to us. It almost makes me think. It makes me think of how werewolves are portrayed and how they walk, where their feet are bigger, but they just walk on their toe pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they're walking. Like, that's the only thing.
And it could be, man.
The only thing that sits into my mind, like, I don't know. Oregon's weird, man.
It is a weird, weird spot.
It is. Dude, that place is a trip. It's cool though. It's beautiful.
I hope to get up that way someday. Like I've never been to the West Coast. Like the Rockies are as far as I've ever been. And if I go up there, I want to hit the Pacific Northwest because it's just,
dude,
I don't know, it's just weird.
You gotta come. And you don't even have to worry about flying or going on a boat. There's gonna be no giant squids on the way over.
Hell yeah. Yep, I plan on driving out there, dude. I want to go out there bad. I want to go west so bad.
Oh, dude, it's cool. I mean,
I went out.
There's a lot of cool stuff to see out here.
I bet, man.
I've been like pretty much everywhere up to the Rockies. Like we went out and saw Devil's Tower, and that was fucking awesome. That is a powerful place. I don't know what's going on there.
Where's that at?
Is it Wyoming, I think? But it is. Yeah, somewhere out there. I don't remember.
I just know that I want to go
that
way.
Someone will tell me in the messages, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I'm more and more is like, anything to do with like the Native Americans, I'm part of it, part like a 64th or something like that. So I don't even claim it, but it's like anything to do with like the Native Americans, like there's something going on there.
For sure.
Yeah. Not in a bad way, but like they I think they were so in touch with the earth and the planet, like we can't even really comprehend it.
100%.
Oh yeah,
100%. They were like, when it comes to like you're saying, of the civilizations that we currently know about, I feel like the natives, and not just from America, but from across the planet, they were so far in tune with everything going on, we couldn't even, I don't even think we could imagine.
And I feel like so many questions would be answered if you took their legends and folklore, for lack of a better term, and stop looking at them as legends and folklore and take them with the grain of like, I don't want to say truth, but for lack of a better term, like take them as legit and start pursuing those avenues, I feel like we'd have so many more answers about things that we don't know anything about.
Well, it's kind of like if you just get rid of like the Western ignorance.
Oh, yeah.
If you really get rid of that, then you just look at it like, hey, this is what it is. Like, if we were to take things just, hey, this is what it is, then when you would, just as easily as you would believe a book that was written 2,000 years ago about, you know, Jesus, which I think is a hybrid alien. But if you were to go think, if you put all of your faith and your belief into that, then if you just put that same effort into thinking about, you know, everything that other people are talking about, some of them are hoaxes. I get that part of it, but it's like, I heard it said that the natives didn't have a word for a lie in their language because lies didn't exist.
I think I've heard that before too.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So it's like, who are we to just to think to that our version of things is the end all be all to everything, you know?
Yep. And I mean, we also have to take into account that, like you were just saying with the word lie, like they don't have this, or they didn't back then have the same style of communication that we do now. So things might get lost in translation. They were using to their best ability to describe what they were seeing, you know? So that, I think that's why a lot of times people look at it as folklore. And then some of it is extraordinary, right? You're talking about warriors with dog heads and this types of shit. It is extraordinary, but
it doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I just feel like, and they've been in so many more places in, we'll just say North America, than what modern day people have been, right? And they lived in the woods. They lived with all of it. Whereas we, the Westerners, like to just mow it all fucking down and pour concrete everywhere.
Like I was looking into disappearances. I think it was in the Bridgewater Triangle, somewhere up in the Northeast, but where a lot of people have gone missing. And something that kept getting brought up in these forums were that there was a Native American legend that the rocks on this one specific mountain
so awesome.
Opened up and swallowed people, and they were never seen again.
I know. I remember you telling me that.
Which tells me a lot of different things. One, that people were going missing on this mountain hundreds of years before anybody started putting this shit
That's
together.
That's a valid point.
And it was a big enough concern for them to put this out there to everybody else, like, hey, stay the fuck off of this mountain because the rocks will eat you. You know? Like, it's there has to be some fire where there's smoke.
Right.
That sounds a lot like the Lumineers. Have you ever heard of the Lumineers?
I've heard of the name.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you look up near Mount Shasta in California, it's up in Northern California, near kind of Redding and stuff like that. But there's a, I haven't really dove into it, but apparently there's this group of people or mythical beings, whatever you want to call it. They're called the Lumineers, and they live in the mountain of Mount Shasta. And people go, that's where a bunch of people go missing too.
Well, and how many times?
It's got to do with rocks and stuff.
How many times with the natives have we heard that mountains have mystical properties like portals? That's all over, and even in the Mayans and the indigenous tribes of like South America and shit, you hear about portals being in fucking mountains. So it all, like what you're saying, what Steve's saying, what I'm saying, they're all, and just because they're describing it as this rock is fucking eating something, it doesn't mean that's not a portal or it's not this or
yeah,
it's all in the same wheelhouse.
That they perceived it
exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And how many ancient cultures build monuments that mimic mountains, pyramids?
That's a good point.
Egyptians, the Middle East.
The Mayans did it too. They built the pyramid.
Yeah.
They're
Cahokia Mount.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Steve, weren't you saying that the Indians had warriors with dog heads? Is that what you were saying? Did I hear you right?
Kyle said that. I said that earlier.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, that goes back to kind of like the Egyptians. You know, the Egyptians had, you know.
Oh, that's a good point too.
Dude, it's like the stories are all kind of the same. Maybe
they
are. Timeline a bit different, but they're all saying the same shit.
Well, and how mind-numbing is it if you even taking that concept and expanding a little bit, how mind-numbing is it is that these indigenous cultures across the planet, the Mayans, the Egyptians,
Aztecs, the Incas, the,
all of them, and they all built the same, they like look slightly different, but they all built the same style structures. They all have, like you were saying, this they have the same story with their own narratives to it, right? But it's all like, if you strip out the fanatics of it and you look at it for what it is, like you were saying, it's the same fucking story. But these people, to our knowledge, weren't able to communicate with each other. They were across the fucking planet.
Yeah, some of them are thousands of years apart.
Yes.
Thousands of miles apart. And it's essentially their cultures are similar, you know, yeah. Like they're walking down the same paths, the yes. same road, but on different paths.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, the other cultures in all different continents, how is it that they're all drawing the same kind of UFOs?
Yep.
Valid
and then
point.
How is it that the Bible even talks about, what is it, a wheel on fire they mentioned in the Bible?
Yep.
Wheel. So the Bible's talking about it. Then you have the Egyptians that have pictures of them too. It's like, these things have been around for, since we've been here.
Fuck yes.
Like, absolutely. It's like this is like their ant farm. I'm at the point now where it's like,
it probably is.
We're some failing science experiment.
And they just decided, yeah. They're like, man, fuck them.
Just let them, they'll take care of themselves. Just
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. You know, and it's... Know,
what a trip.
Oh, dude, and then there's so many, I don't know, like when you, and the archaeology of things is hyper fascinating as well. Like, you're like, imagine like stumbling on, like if we were just out exploring one day and you stumble across some hieroglyphics and then you started noticing these UFOs built into them. Like, I don't know. It'd be fascinating. It'd be so much fun.
You'd have so many government boys knocking down your door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, carve that quick. UFO out of that.
Don't talk about it.
Quick.
Carve that UFO out
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, right. I would be so excited. I'd be posting that shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And then the next day, you'd be like, oh, man, somebody came up there and just graffitied all over that UFO. I don't know what happened.
Or
you know?
It's a giant boulder. And now it's just gone. Yeah. The government just swooped in with helicopters and took it.
Oh. Well, that's just the way the government works. You know, they try and just discredit everything.
That
you know,
and the Vatican's just as bad.
Oh, dude, the Vatican's its own little country, man.
I know. That's bizarre. I would love to know what's
in the Vatican Library.
But I've also heard another thing that is fucking weird. I need to look into it a little bit more. I heard that the Vatican owns
the world.
No, I think it's what were you saying? Is it the Strange Mountains or something like that out west? Fuck, I can't think of the mountain name. Son of a bitch. But people go missing there. I think it had something to do with the gold story we talked about once before.
Superstitions?
That might be it. But I heard that the Vatican, I know it's one of the mountain ranges out west. I heard the Vatican owns it.
I think I've heard that too, now that you mention it, but I can't remember where the fuck I heard
I need
that
to look from. Into it, because I could be spewing a bunch of shit.
No, that wouldn't be shocking. I'd be more shocked if it's not true.
This time in life, like I'll believe just about anything. Everything's so fucking upside down.
It's that's
just,
where we're
like,
at.
I've said it before, like
the sky's pink. Who cares?
If Kyle's head cracks open right now and a UFO flies out, I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty much part of the course of my life right now.
It is. Like Steve will throw these fucking crazy ass theories at me and stuff, and I'll just go, that's really not that far fetched anymore.
Like, why not? You know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I could see it working. I totally could. I could see it work. I play it out in my head right now. Yep, that's how I'd do it. All right. Yeah, it's possible. It's so
in the 21st century.
And this is what's fun for me. Like, I know that we're just a couple of dudes talking shit, but it is so fun to think outside the proverbial box. Like, here's the box that we're told we're supposed to live in. And then the people in our group here, we're all like, yeah, that box is pretty fucking boring. We're going to go over here.
Time is not linear, dog.
Like, it's so fun to do what we're doing. And then I think it's awesome.
We get to hang out with like-minded people like you, for example, and we can just sit here. Like, we sit here and talk. We just shot the shit the last hour, and it's awesome.
It is awesome. I mean, good conversation.
It's like hanging out with my buddies, you know?
You know, you guys need to do is do like some, if you guys can carve it out, do like some like marathon where you get like a bunch of people calling in and shit like that.
It would be awesome.
Just have like a list of like 100 different random ass topics and be like, hey, okay, well, what do you think about this one? What do you think about that one? Dude, that'd be the shit.
That would be dope.
I like would be more interested episode. In having like the same style setup, but like letting them, like you, tell us what you think, dude. You bring the smoke to us. You tell us what you got going on.
The one that's really tripping me out right now is what we were talking about before we started recording was how the, you know, the whole Jesus is an alien or a hybrid kind of thing.
Dude, I could totally see it. And like you're saying with the Virgin Mary,
how many
stories do you hear about people being taken and impregnated, or you'll have guys. He had the one guy who painted it, but I guess he was saying that he used to have sex with them, or they would draw semen from him and then impregnate other aliens and this, that, and the other. It's not the first time I've heard these theories at all. There's a dude apparently 15 minutes away from us that thinks he has alien-human hybrid children.
We need to get that dude on the
show. I know.
Yeah, you need to go knock on his door.
That would be awesome.
Why do the aliens always have to be such pervs? Like,
we couldn't get the
dope ones that like gave us like all this cool technology and shit.
Well, apparently, the
government's probably hoarding it, but
yeah,
instead of giving it to like me and Kyle, we get pregnant.
You kind of think that they couldn't replicate our DNA for whatever reason, because they're having to come back and continuously grab.
I heard the worst fucking theory ever that made me just not want to live on this planet anymore. They were talking about why aliens continue to choose Earth. And they're like, it's not for any mineral resources, it's not for water, it's not for anything like that, because those can all be found in all the reaches of the universe. So far, as far as we know, the only fucking thing that is specific to Earth that they could be interested is life, is DNA.
That sucks.
Specifically human DNA.
That suck.
Yeah, I don't want to be food.
No. Or an experiment.
No, but I mean, if we get into a thing where you have to eat me, you can.
I'm just where I have to eat you?
Yeah.
I don't want to eat you.
I didn't say you wanted to, but if you have to.
I'll just starve.
There's one thing I hate about the Midwest. It's all the fucking cannibals.
I'm not.
Dude, you said that before, and I've never heard of cannibals out there. So what's the deal?
I don't know. It's a Midwest thing. Like, there's a whole big case going on a couple hours over in Missouri where these two dudes kidnapped this gal, had her locked in a cage. They ended up killing her and dismembering her. There's rumors that they found her in a freezer.
Not cool.
Like
meat packaging
with labels. Oh, and
that's gross.
It's, I don't know, it's a thing. Like, if you search it up, where was it? Union, Missouri or somewhere.
I think I remember hearing about that.
Just Google Missouri cannibals and it'll pop up. It's.
I expect something like that from Arkansas.
The Midwest is wild, man.
There are definitely some weirdos around. Definitely some fucking weirdos. It's cannibalism's messed up.
Truer words have never been spoken, Kyle. Cannibalism is messed up.
It just is. I saw a picture that fucked me up. I don't know if it was real or not, but I can't even remember the guy's name. But he was taking pictures of this indigenous tribe, and they're all smiling and shit.
Oh,
with
yeah.
him. And then they fucking ate him.
Was it Rockefeller?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it was. Yeah.
He just disappeared.
Yeah. They're like,
he's all hanging out with his homies, and they're just like, this is lunch, dog.
Yeah.
You are lunch.
Like, that's terrible. Terrible.
Oh, man.
What is the world we live in?
It is true. All the damn cannibals. But anyway, we'll probably wrap her up.
Yeah. Just wanted to tell you, you guys are doing a hell of a job, man.
I appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
This has been fucking fun.
It's stuff like this that makes it all worthwhile. Getting to hang out with people that we never, ever, ever would have got to meet.
Yeah.
And now, like, I just feel like you're, you know, you're a buddy.
It's cool how seamless these every phone call that we've taken, they've all gone this seamless. Just like, just nice and easy.
You know, I think one of the coolest things too about it is like, talking about so many different topics, it's like no one is like pigeonholed into one way of thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yep. And that was kind of like how our minds were when we created Hollow Sky, is that we wanted a name that had no ties. Because, like I said, Steve's always been more of a cryptid guy. I've always been more of a conspiracy alien dude. And I hate fucking labels to begin with. But I want to be able to talk about everything weird. Everything. You know, anything, because Steve has brought I'm not a true crime fan because it just fucking irks me out, but there's been a couple that he's brought to the table where you're like, dude, there's some weird elements to this where I feel like, yeah, we are justified in covering this because this is bizarre. So it's just...
Have you guys ever like touched on a subject or were going to touch on a subject that you kind of thought was going to get you guys in some trouble?
Fuck, like, yeah.
Besides the whole COVID thing, besides that, anything else that you thought maybe you might have some alphabet soups?
When it comes to the COVID thing, we're not afraid to talk about it. It's just that it's just so, like Steve has said, it's so fucking nuclear with people.
Yeah, you immediately alienate half of your listener base, is what it boils down to. And
I'm with Steve.
I'm
so tired of hearing about it. It's so fucking old. Like, just let's move past this already.
Moving back to your question there, I feel like there has been a couple of conspiracy-esque things that Kyle brought up. I'm like, man, are we going to be on some kind of list for talking about this?
Fuck yeah. Well, look at the finders.
Yeah, the finders, you hear a lot of people get their YouTube videos shut down and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we're already getting people saying be careful.
30 years later, people are getting shit shut down.
Yeah. Egress was one. I'm still curious about Egress.
Egress was weird.
I think Egress had government ties. Personally, I do.
I just wish that they would call us back.
Man, it also could have just been some computer genius that's got some kind of supercomputer that can listen in on everything, and he was just playing some kind of a game because he was bored.
Yep. I'm not ruling anything
that theory
out.
That theory was definitely thrown at us. AI and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, like, I'm not ruling anything out. It's just my gut says there is some type of...
I think they're bigger than we think we ever thought they were. And if it did come about to be some stupid ARG or some shit, kudos to them. I will promote your ARG to the end of the planet because you had me hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, for sure. And that's how we look at it, just about everything.
Some of the weird projects Kyle had brought up that we talked about, Project Mannequin. What else?
Well, and there's been people who've reached out. There's been a lady who says she's living Project Mannequin. You have the two emails that we constantly talk about. The monsters are real, and the dude from Chasing Tech in South America. Those could bring heat in a roundabout way. At this point, though, there's really not too much I think we're too afraid of to go after currently.
Oh, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that next. Like me and Kyle were talking about when we were bringing the computers and shit in here. We're just waiting for the next big ass weird thing to happen. Like Egress,
we want to chase something again.
Egress was our like holy grail, and then it fell off, and you just like
this finders thing, man. This thing's kind of like, the more I think about it, and for, like when we were talking about it earlier before the recording, we're talking about how kind of sketchy the whole thing was, how it's still redacted. It's like this one kind of makes me uncomfortable, not in the sense that like I don't want to hear it, but
oh yeah.
Because no one really knows how far this thing's, you know, spreads, and it's still, I would imagine some elements of it are still active because of all these missing kids. So it's like, you guys might want to just put a lid on this one, maybe.
it's too late now.
It's like, my feelings on it are, if there was nothing, if there was nothing found, if nothing, if none of these, if none of the shit that was brought forward had any smoke behind it, if the CIA wasn't involved, why in the fuck is all this shit still redacted? If you have nothing to hide, why are you hiding?
Because they still have a lot to hide. I feel like it clearly implicates that the government has a hand in this. And then B, a lot of times they keep shit redacted is because people are still fucking alive that can be persecuted for it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it makes me highly sus when, not to get on the subject, but when Pfizer says, we're not going to release anything for 55 years, or you have...
Yeah, that just came
out. What was it? I think Biden, if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Biden supposed to release the JFK documents? And then the CIA goes, yeah, we're going to go ahead and extend this out more where because it may implicate that there are still people alive that could be punished for what happened.
Well, that's why JFK got shot, because they're going to disband the CIA.
And everybody knows it was a fucking conspiracy. With JFK, everybody knows it.
That was the biggest fuck around and find out that there has ever been.
Dude, Joe Rogan still talks about it. He's like, I want to know, because I think that's where I heard it. Was Joe was saying Biden was supposed to fucking release the JFK documents, and then it got pushed off again.
Yeah, because the last president that was going to push the CIA got his brains blown out on live television.
Yep, and Joe's like, he has a picture of the bullet that supposedly got recovered from JFK, and he's like, this didn't go through anything. It's a perfect bullet. He's like,
you gotta love the magic bullet theory.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's just, I don't know. It's cool when you hear guys like Joe Rogan talk about it, because you're just like, hey, your thought process isn't that far off of mine.
I mean, whether you believe that he was killed and all that was legit, that whole ops of that day in Texas was... It was the powers that be saying, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are. You are going to do what we tell you you're going to do.
And that's terrifying.
Or this is what's going to happen. You could have all the security in the fucking world. You could have all the eyes on you in the fucking world. We do not give a shit. We will end it.
That is terrifying. Doorknob ritual. I mean, that's another one that's supposedly in the, I guess, back channels is a way of... coming out and saying, hey, don't fuck with us because we'll end you.
Yeah. I feel like that's what happened with Epstein.
Yeah. Oh,
Epstein
yeah.
was getting to the point Epstein was getting to the point to where he had so many people in his back pocket. Like all those weird paintings and shit. Like he had fucking Bush playing with the Jenga towers and that shit, and then he had Clinton in the dress and all that weird shit. Those were just big FUs, like I have so much dirt on everyone. On all sides, that you guys can't touch me. And then they're like, hey, guess what? You're on suicide watch, guard watch, camera watch, and we still got you.
Yeah. And nothing ever came of it.
Yeah. And it's just. Well,
and the thing about it is like with that whole situation, it's like they're not even trying to hide it.
No.
Any rational person is going to be like, this is the biggest load of shit I ever saw, but this guy's got so much dirt on everyone, and just randomly his camera is the only one that goes off and he winds up hanging himself. Get the fuck out of here.
But guess what?
They don't have to hide it.
Everybody already forgot about it because they dropped COVID. They dropped news and that news, and then everybody goes, oh, who gives a shit?
And you don't.
They said UFOs are real. How about that?
That was the thing that tripped me out about this when they were just cutting loose with COVID when it was first starting. Then they came out and said, hey, we have, you know, we've captured or whatever the term was.
Yeah.
Interdimensional or other earthly vehicles.
Off-world vehicles.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro, and the craziest fucking thing in the world is they have us so divided right now that they could tell us whatever the fuck they want. It could be 100% true. They could come out and say God is real and we have proof, and if Biden were the one to break it, half of the people would automatically assume it was a lie right off the rip.
Oh yeah.
If Trump would have broke it, half of the people right off the rip would say it was a lie.
Oh yeah.
We're at a point in our society now where we can't believe anything because we've been programmed to one side or the other.
Yep.
Well,
they played to it.
If you think about it from like a like an authoritarian standpoint, this is exactly where you would want society.
You don't
want them all together.
No.
Then you got problems.
You don't have to be an enemy when they're their own enemy.
Yeah. And then I think we talked about it, which was terrifying, but like listening to Joe play the clip of that Russian who was just like, this was released fucking in the 80s or whatever it was. And he's like, yeah, when it comes to destroying a country like America, you don't do that overnight. You do that over years and years. And he's like, he basically says what's happening right now in America. He's like, you use social justice warriors, and this was in the 80s, he's using these terms. And he's like, you do
politics
this.
And media.
You separate, you let them all implode on each other. And then when you flip it, when you're able to overcome that, then that little class that you took 20 years to nourish and grow to help rip apart the country, then you get rid of all of them because they're always going to be who they are. So you get rid of them because they already accomplished the mission, and then you re-educate the new ones coming in.
Well, the new ones coming in would be the kids.
Right. Yeah. And then you're kind of like, this video was released in like the 80s.
Are you talking about Yuri Bezmenov?
I think so, yeah.
Is that old KGB guy, right?
yeah, defected KGB guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I only got to listen to a little bit of it on Joe, but I'm like, holy shit. Like, everything he's describing is legitimately playing out today.
It's because we're predictable. Well, we fall into the same traps and tropes every single time.
Yeah, and I truly think that the world powers... Everybody in the upper, I think they're all on the same. I think it's all the same team.
Oh, yeah. There's a handful of probably 100 people on this planet that run everything.
I 100% believe that. And I think...
You'll never know their names.
No. And I think that they, like America and Russia, we'll just use that as an example. They're friends, more or less. But they front like, you know what? America's in a little bit of debt here, Russia. You want to just, like, stage a war? Well, we can make a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah. Like the...
Like, I feel like that is...
The dudes pulling the puppet strings? Yeah, they're all friends.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. They're all friends, and, like, it's just they have fronts to do. They keep us all where we need... Because we're all sheep that need to be corralled. Because if not, like you were saying, if all of America, all of the civilians came together...
Excuse me.
The government's not stopping us. They're not. Unless they start dropping bombs on us, like ridiculous.
That's when you become a threat.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to stop us.
Well, no, and it's kind of like, you know, with a lot of these problems that we have with, I know I'm generalizing this right now, but like a lot of the problems that I see we have, it's not with the actual citizens of every different country. It's not.
No.
It's these government fuckheads.
Yeah.
And they want to go measure who's got the biggest dick.
That's what it is.
And then we just go and we go and fucking kill each other over fucking some bullshit. And it's like, enough's enough already. Like, let's just, if the citizens just all got together and been like, we're like, hey, you know what? Guess what? It's fucking party time. And we're going to fix this shit. It'd be over with, man.
I think a lot of pretty much every war we've ever been in for the most part has been
religion or politics.
Yeah. And I mean, aside from us going in and helping the Jewish people out, and like I definitely believe in all that shit, but there are some weird things that I've heard in regards to World War II. But I do think it was cool that we tried to help them out and what have you. But everything else has been oil grab or this or that. And
it's all about resources, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not going and killing somebody I don't know because you started some shit. Like, that's not how this works, yo. Like, if you start a fight, you fucking end that fight. You don't send me to go end that fight. I'm sorry. And if you expect me or my children to go over here, then you know what? Maybe you should be included in the draft. Maybe your children should be included in the draft. Don't fucking use mine, because that's not how this game's gonna play. I'm sorry. If we're all on the team and we're all playing by the rules, then that means you have to do it too.
Well, yeah, go and tell Congress and Senate and stuff like that they got to get the vaccine too. But yeah, they're fucking from
it. Yeah, they don't have to.
Bricks. The weird thing about that whole thing over there in Afghanistan to me was like, it's like we knew that the bombers from, the Twin Towers and stuff like that, they weren't from Afghanistan. They were Saudis.
Right.
And it's like, what are we doing over there? Like, there was a big thing about the poppy fields, but then the big theory that I heard and I could perceive was it was the minerals for batteries. It was like lithium.
Yeah. Now China's got it.
Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck were we over there for? Like, really? What in the fuck?
And the Middle East is such a mysterious place anyways, because I've heard theories on that all this shit over there in the Middle East is all fucking BS. That they're all looking for these fucking ancient artifacts.
Wasn't that what Hitler was doing?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Without question. I heard that for the most part, the Vatican's got the majority of them, but I heard that there are still things out there that the powers that be are still fucking looking for. And that's what a lot of this shit is about. Finding these fucking artifacts before Joe Schmo does.
That's what we need to do, Kyle.
Bro, I would...
We have to find ourselves an ancient artifact.
I just want one. If that, like that
stupid, I just want one like that ultra-powerful ancient artifact.
No, not even that. But like that knife I was showing you earlier. Like if that was real, and I'm hanging that on our podcast while I'm going to look at this bad motherfucker.
Yeah, and then they're going to come here and they're going to take it.
No, it's not happening. I'll fight you. That's my artifact. I found it fair and square, which might have some of the credence that we're not supposed to take artifacts. I know there are a lot of places on the planet where...
The Vatican's doing pretty good for hoarding all the ancient artifacts.
Exactly. You go to find something, they're like, well, actually, you can't have that, so we're going to have to take that from you.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, wait a minute. This is a rock that I found in the ground.
No,
sorry. Not allowed to do it. You're like, oh, okay.
Neat.
Here's your rock.
What a weird world.
Dude, it's stupid. I'm taking it. I don't care. I'm hanging it on the podcast wall. That's what I'm going to do with it. I don't care. I want to get back into some weird shit, though, man. Same. I want to chase another Egress. I want to fucking do something cool.
As long as it ain't fake. As long as it's not a fake time travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because that was a giant letdown.
100%.
We were so excited about that.
Yeah. That was a letdown.
A giant one, bro.
You win some and lose some. You guys are earning your stripes here doing the podcasting.
That is true. At least we did our due diligence.
Yeah.
Came to a conclusion we didn't want, but we came to a conclusion regardless.
That's true.
Oh, man. Well, it was fun talking with you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was dope. I appreciate you spending the last 2 hours hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
That's pretty sick.
It's been awesome, dude.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably wrap it up here.
Good work.
Absolutely. We appreciate that.
A lot.
And we appreciate you and everything that you do, bud. Stay safe out there with everything going on, man.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have anything else weird in the future, you got our number.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hit us up.
All right, guys. Well, you guys have a good night, okay? Take care.
You too, brother.
You as well. Be safe.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.